Welcome to today's Heartland Market Talk. Grain futures, we are lower across the board, led by soybeans. Export sales numbers were good, strong, even better than what they thought for wheat. We also had an export announcement, those flash sales announcements, showing that China took over 400,000 metric tons of our beans, and they even bought some wheat, about 120,000 metric tons of white wheat. But that wasn't good enough for the grain trade because, A, the numbers were smaller than they expected, but B, the expectations are that, well, they're not going to be buying much anymore anyway, so let's pretty much put an end to this big rally we have seen into the month of November. So the selling continues as we head towards the lows of the week. Corn's already on top of those lows, so is wheat. Well, the beans are still about a dime away from it. So the selling continues as the market just does not want to embrace the concept that China will continue to buy beans, or at least it's giving them the opportunity to pick them up on sale again. Of course, on sale is, you know, prone to interpretation. Brazilian beans are a lot cheaper than ours. But as we've been stating, if China has to adhere to a trade agreement, what's the problem with buying 12 million metric tons of beans, a dollar bushel above fair value compared to Brazil? It only costs China about $432 million on 12 million metric tons to get the advantage on $90 billion of tariffs getting removed. So, you know, we'll see. If this break is going to prompt China to start buying again, we'll see it shortly again by tomorrow or early next week. Currently, though, under pressure. Jan beans down 12 and a quarter cents, 11.24. March off 11, 11.33 and a half, with May down 9 and 3 quarters, 11.43. Of course, you can see the bear spreading there. Front weaker than deferreds. In the December corn, we are off 3 and a quarter, 4.26 and a quarter. March off 3 and 3 quarters, 4.37 and 3 quarters. May giving up 3 and 3 quarters, 4.45 and a quarter. Also note, tomorrow options expire on all December grain contracts. And then by next Wednesday, because Thursday is Thanksgiving, next Wednesday you have to be out of all December grain contracts or risk deliveries on first notice day, which is next Friday. The wheat contracts also under pressure. Disappointing that thinking that's all that there's going to be for wheat sales, and it's done. And so Chicago, December down 7, 5.29 and 3 quarters. Kansas, December off 8, 5.07 and a half. Minneapolis, December down 9 and a quarter, 5.72. If you are an active trader of commodity futures, you need to check out Heartland Investor Services trading app. The markets are moving fast, and you need to know what they're doing. Now, you do not have to place your orders on the app if you don't want to. You can call our brokers. They'll take care of it for you. But in order to see what's going on, this trading app is a must-see. Check it out at heartlandinvest.com. Call us, 701-222-0221. In the cattle futures, back under pressure again today, struggling with yesterday's report from the USDA that sent the market lower on weights that finally came out because the USDA was closed. We didn't know it. They released their weight reports yesterday, and the October cattle were 6 pounds heavier than the prior month and about 25 pounds heavier than last year for the same month. Now, when you take those weight gains into effect and translate that times how many head are out there, it's kind of like finding an extra million head of cattle in the feedlots, whether that is or not. But still, we did catch that, which means more beef on the way via overfed cattle on the cheap corn factor, which has December cattle down 87 cents, 215.42. February off $1.17, 216.07. The April's down $1.35, 216.45. But I might add, we're $2 off the lows of the session. Cattle on feed report comes out Friday afternoon. Of course, expecting the standard lower on-feed number by 2%, placements down about 8% without the Mexican calves, and marketings can run around that 92 to 95%. Feeder cattle, they're lower as well. January down $4.85, 316.60. That's about $2 off morning lows as well. March feeders down $4.40, 309. May feeders giving up $3, 305.05. Hogs bouncing today. December hogs up 72 cents, 79.57. February gaining 67 cents, 79.67. And, of course, the stock market having a hangover with the NVIDIA release of earnings, which were fabulous, as expected, creating a bubble-type atmosphere sharply higher overnight and this morning. And now we're sharply lower on profit-taking. That's dragging the metals with it as well, and pretty much anything else. They have the dollar index is only down 3 cents at par 12, while gold off $18 an ounce, $4,064. Silver down 55 cents, $50.30. The Bitcoin under 90,000. We are down $2,885 on the November Bitcoin contract, $86,675. And crude oil was sharply higher this morning, back lower with the stock market. We're down 19 cents on January crude oil, $59.06. Gasoline off a penny and a half, $1.84.50. And with more refineries getting their maintenance figured out and organized from our outages, we have diesel fuel today down 8¾ cents a gallon again, $2.46.50. Any questions? You can always find us at heartlandinvest.com, 701-222-0221. Thanks for listening, and have a profitable day. Just a reminder to always remember, past results are not indicative of future results. Consider risk carefully before ever investing. Our analogy is made with the best known information that is expected to be true and known, but it changes by the hour in the commodity markets. And so something that could have been considered fact can change as the facts change.